An old man had just finished planting several oak trees around his property. One day a much younger man asked him, "Why did you plant such stately trees when you will most likely not see the benefit of their shade?" The man paused and then answered, "I do have an imagination, and I know what the shade will be. At any rate, no one will ever move that line of trees. I may only see the saplings, but I am the one who holds the idea and the shade." 1 Chronicles chapter 22 says, "David, the king, set stonecutters to hew out stones, and he prepared large quantities of iron, and more bronze than could be weighed, and timbers of cedar logs beyond number. So David made ample preparations before his death." David made all these preparations for the new temple, though he would never build it. His son Solomon would get that honor. Much of life's activity, perhaps even most of our Christian service, is like that. A planting of trees, the shade of which others will enjoy. However, even knowing this can bring us real joy now. Many years ago, a church deacon said to himself, "I can't preach in prayer meetings or do many other things, but I can put 2 extra plates on my dinner table every Sunday and invite 2 young men who are away from home to eat with me." And that's what he did for more than 30 years. He became acquainted with many of the young men from church, and many became Christians through his influence. When he died, a train was chartered to take the funeral party from Boston to the small town where he would be buried. A special car was set aside for any attenders who had come to faith by eating at one of those empty plates. 150 men packed that car from end to end in honor of the memory of the man who had preached to them the gospel of Christ through the extra dinner plate.